Behind us, the northernmost ships burned, and in front of us a rush of maddened Danes came for revenge, and that was their undoing, for they did not form a proper shield wall, but came at us like mad dogs, intent only on killing us. Sure, they could beat us, for they were Danes, and we were West Saxons. And we braced, and I watched a scar-faced man, spittle flying from his mouth as he screamed, "Charge at me!" And it was then that the battle calm came. Suddenly there was no more sourness in my bowels, no dry mouth, no shaking muscles, but only the magical battle calm. I was happy. I was tired too. I had not slept. I was soaking wet. I was cold. Yet suddenly I felt invincible. It is a wondrous thing, that battle calm. The nerves go. The fear wings off into the void, and all is clear as precious crystal, and the enemy has no chance because he is so slow. And I swept the shield left, taking the scar-faced man's spear thrust, lunged Wasp-Sting forward, and the Dane ran on to her point. I felt the impact run up my arm as her tip punctured his belly muscles, and I was already twisting her, ripping her up and free, sawing through leather, skin, muscle and guts, and his blood was warm on my cold hand, and he screamed, ale breath in my face, and I punched him down with the shield's heavy boss, stamped on his groin, killed him with Wasp Sting's tip in his throat. And a second man was on my right, beating at my neighbour's shield with an axe, and he was easy to kill, pointing to the throat, and then we were going forward. A woman, hair unbound, came at me with a spear, and I kicked her brutally hard, then smashed her face with the shield's iron rim so that she fell screaming into a dying fire, and her unbound hair flared up bright as burning kindling. And Hayhengel's crew was with me, and Leofric was bellowing at them to kill and to kill fast. This was our chance to slaughter Danes, who had made a foolish attack on us, who had not formed a proper shield wall. And it was axe work and sword work, butcher's work with good iron, and already there were 30 or more Danish dead, and 7 ships were burning, their flames spreading with astonishing speed. "Shield wall!" I heard the cry from the Danes. The world was light now, the sun just beneath the horizon. The northernmost ships had become a furnace. A dragon's head reared in the smoke, its gold eyes bright. Gulls screamed above the beach. A dog chased along the ships, yelping. A mast fell, spewing sparks high into the silver air. And then I saw the Danes make their shield wall, saw them organize themselves for our deaths, and saw the raven banner, the triangle of cloth that proclaimed that Ubba was here and coming to give us slaughter. "Shield wall!" I shouted. And that was the first time I ever gave that order. "Shield wall!" We had grown ragged, but now it was time to be tight, to be shield to shield. There were hundreds of Danes in front of us, and they came to overwhelm us, and I banged Wasp Sting against the metal rim of my shield. "They're coming to die," I shouted. "They're coming to bleed. They're coming to our blades." My men cheered. We had started 100 strong, but had lost 6 men in the early fighting. The remaining men cheered, even though 5 or 6 times their number came to kill them. And Leofric began the battle chant of Hegge, an English rower's chant, rhythmic and harsh, telling of a battle fought by our ancestors against the men who had held Britain before we came. And now we fought for our land again. And behind me a lone voice uttered a prayer, and I turned to see Father Willibald holding a spear. I laughed at his disobedience. Laughter in battle. That was what Ragnar had taught me. To take joy from the fight. Joy in the morning, for the sun was touching the east now, filling the sky with light, driving darkness beyond the world's western rim. And I hammered Wasp Sting against my shield, making a noise to drown the shouts of the Danes. And I knew we would be hard hit, and that we must hold until Odda came. But I was relying on Leofric to be the bastion on our right flank, where the Danes were sure to try and lap around us by going through the marsh.